views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, sovereign buns. Greetings. Greetings from Redding,
whoa,
California. Yeah, we're back. Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
That was a lot nicer the other way.
Yeah. Maybe I should change my forte here.
Maybe go, it's because go, my...
Turn your ears.
Yeah, it's like, holy moly.
On today's podcast, we blink horizontally.
Good morning.
Wow. Maybe you know, you get way too into that, Dave.
I just do my Sean Connery. Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
I'll take a vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
Shaken, not stirred, money penny. Yeah, I probably should work on that a little bit.
How?
Yeah. Anyway, today is Sunday, August 6th. 6th?
It's
6th. The 6th of August. 2023. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda. Does all the heavy lifting of all the sinners. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody.
And the kid that walks around the clock.
Good morning.
Go.
I thought he was going to do some, like, whoa, over there or something after that, you know.
That's not Halloween yet.
Well, you could have fooled me if you look outside once in a while.
Don't worry, I'm counting the days.
I'm just saying, there are some spooky-looking people sometimes.
One crackhead at the White House. Two crackheads at the White House.
Two crackheads. Don't be afraid. Blah, blah, blah. I tell you that. Somebody posted a video of a guy on Hilltop, I guess, a couple days yesterday, whatever it was, and he was just like messed out with, I don't know, meth, fentanyl, whatever combination of, you know, cocktail of.
Was he doing that?
Illicit.
Around and all that. So, yeah.
And the thing is that everybody started making fun of it, you know, of like, you know, can't touch this. Do do do
do do do do.
It just turned into one of those threads on a Facebook where everybody goes on for like an hour. It was funny and sad all at the same time. You know, I mean, good grief. I mean,
yeah, because he's not the only one out there. You see quite a few of them anymore. Oh, it's like, whoa.
Oh, everything's fine, and it's all the Republicans' fault.
Well, and the scary thing, too, is now they're apparently mixing in horse tranquilizer with a lot of it. That's what we see big time in New York for all these guys. You'll see them going down the street. They're talking like a zombie apocalypse because there's, like, entire blocks to where people just do these drugs, and they'll just be standing there. They'll be out of it. They'll just be, like, literally looking like zombies.
I don't think you have to go to New York. Just saying. I think it's in California in areas.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, so I'm going to start off with Buddy Brown here. I guess we should talk about our sponsors first, but we're sponsored by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agent, 810 Main Street, Redding, Red Bluff. It's Redding, Red Bluff. Red Bluff. No, it's in Red Bluff. 530-527-5534. If I'm a little off my game this morning, I don't want any illicit comments from the peanut gallery. Even though
and here we go, folks.
because we had an event last night.
Popcorn peanuts.
Yeah, it's like find a weakness and exploit it.
I'll keep my mouth. Yes, we did have a great event last night.
Shut up.
No.
Go ahead.
It turned out really well. There was a lot of new people in the room. And people supporting not to recall Kevin Cry.
Yeah, they did pretty well last night. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of people that was there. It was packed the room, and a lot of good things going on there last night. Man, I'll tell you what, though, I had a little headache when I woke up this morning. I don't know, it's because the speaker was blasting in my ear. I had one little shot of Jameson, which is, okay, I don't drink, but still. You know, I don't think, but I woke up with a headache this morning, so I'm a little bit woozy still.
I'm not woozy, but it's not. I usually don't get home at midnight, so it was okay.
Right.
I'm all right for now. Wait until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'm going to be like, we're coffee.
Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating,
yeah.
Licensed and bonded 530-605-9575. Also, Crackmaster.
Yes, Jeff Wurst and his team down there. It's only him for 30 years. He has been the best in repairing windshields.
Windshields?
Yeah.
He's repairing windshields. Yeah. He's got windshields all over there.
You know, he's the only business within 500 miles that can fix long cracks and chips larger than a quarter.
Can you say that?
He has top-notch service down there. It sounds like Forrest. What's his name?
Forrest
Brooks.
Forrest Brooks.
Yeah.
You remember her? Yeah, loose. That's the foot.
Yeah, exactly. You can see Jeff down at 3208 East Market Street or give him a call, 530-241-8373.
Also, shout out to mounttopmedia.com. That's getting more and more smoothed out as far as the podcasts that are being uploaded. Sovereign Minds on Rumble. Sovereign Minds on Rumble now. I think you can go to MKent 101, too. It's on both spots.
And they're putting out more and more shows. You can go over and see Rich Gallardo on there. Yeah. There's a lot of good content over there.
They put out a podcast, I guess. I haven't had a chance to watch it because we've been freaking busy, but... on the election stuff and going to paper ballots, so we might talk to him today about that. Big O Tires, Jay and the gang over there. So let's probably get to our first thing here, which is I think this is really funny. So this is Buddy Brown,
that wasn't really funny. Sorry, Dave. I shouldn't laugh. But
Dave's like a bull in the china shop here. And
he's having issues.
Tripping over things. There's stands flying. And I don't know what's going on over there.
But he wasn't at the fundraiser.
Yeah. He wasn't at the fundraiser. He just sat at home and got drunk.
Well, that's a possibility.
Like a boss.
Yeah, at least I didn't get a DUI, buddy. So anyway, this is Buddy from Buddy Brown, who I like, and he's over a million subscribers now, 1.01 now, so he broke a million in. And what's funny about this is, well, I'll let him explain it. This is about trans dudes and what,
oh boy.
And, yeah, this is pretty funny. Well, okay, here we go.
All right, y'all, this is one of my funniest and happiest videos I think I've ever done in my life. Last week, a Canadian powerlifter named Avi Silverberg, who is, by the way, the head coach of Canadian's women's powerlifting team, entered a women's competition and broke all the records, and it's glorious. Here's where the story gets kooky, though, all right? You've heard of Trans Am? Well, meet Trans Am. The record was previously set by this dude named Trans Am, we're going to call him, who went in there and stomped all the girls. Now, the funniest part about it is, Trans Am is pissed about it. That's right. Trans Am is mad that a biological man has come in and competed. I'll try to put the picture up over here, but you know, she ain't gonna fail on no 5x7. Just looking at Anne, I have to tell you, she reminds me of an interstate. No curves. So, how did this happen? That's the bottom line. Everybody's wanting to know. How did something like this happen? Well, it turns out the Canadian Powerlifting Union has a trans inclusion policy, which basically says individuals do not need to disclose their identity or their history to anybody. Coaches, other athletes, the union, nobody. So those are the rules. Don't hate the player, hate the game. The rules were followed, and Avi did them to a T. We got that. The bench press record for Canadian females was previously set by Trans Am at 275. So Avi's went a full 100 pounds heavier, put up 375 just to stick it to the man, so to speak. God, I'm having too much fun with this. And then he set the record, and now he holds it. Here's the video clip. It's really short, but I want to show it to you because it's just fantastic.
Oh, yeah. 375. Think about high heels. Think about a new purse. Here we go, girl.
All right, now it's done. The record is set. Everybody should just be applauding and hooray for women, hooray for inclusion, right? You would think so. However, Trans Am ain't having it. He called Avi a coward and a bigot. You got to have balls to say something that dumb. Said he was making a mockery of the sport. No, honey, he wasn't making a mockery of the sport. He was just putting a spotlight on the mockery that was already there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all understand this, but he's actually standing up for women's rights. If these dudes just keep on going around breaking all these records, no real female's ever going to be able to compete in anything. Trans Am, you think you deserve to be there with your big-ass bone density and testosterone that's been shooting through your veins for God knows how long, how many years? You're not a compliment to your sport. You walked in and basically mocked the very thing these girls trained all their life for. Now that a guy came in and did the same, you're pissed about it? Buddy, you sound happy about this record. Hell yeah, I'm happy about it. Does a one-legged duck swim in a circle? Which brings me to my next point. This needs to happen more and more and more, and I encourage men everywhere to go out there and break every single female record there is, especially in sports where these girls are acting like it's such a wonderful, beautiful thing. Have them completely manhandled until it's so ridiculous they have to go back and remove all the illegitimate records and give it back to the girls who really won. It amazes me that the final stage of feminism is give all the power back to the men. Now, how in the hell do you consider this enlightenment to take girls' dreams away? Every girl who trains for these things has to always have that dark fear in the back of her mind, like, I could train all my life, but what if a dude just sweeps in out of left field in the last second and takes my title from me, all because of a mental illness publicity stunt? So I salute Avi. He was standing up for the girls that he trains. He knows what's going on. Trans Am was happy as hell with her freedom impacting negatively on other people until Avi's freedom impacted negatively on Trans Am. This is a big W for society and for women. Y'all be sure to subscribe. The last thing I'll say is, Avi ain't the woman that we asked for, but he's the woman we needed. Y'all be...
Now, this is how crazy it's gotten. You know, you've got a trans biological man pretending to be a woman who goes into the weightlifting, you know, outlifts everybody there, becomes the champion, breaks the record. Then you got a man who's just an old coach that comes in, and he's pissed because the coach guy comes in and breaks the record by 100 pounds to show that men are biologically superior, especially in weightlifting.
Go figure.
Who knew? But how crazy is this when you have shattered common sense to the point of absolute stupidity by this whole biologically or this whole transgender stupid thing? If you want to be a transgender and pretend you're a woman or crossover or whatever, leave the kids alone and
right.
Don't pretend that you're biologically in the same category as a man. It's just stupid. And so I wanted to illustrate that because it just amazes me how far beyond common sense these people will go with ideological arguments that defy, you know, facts, truth, and just common sense.
Yeah, so the guy's whining no matter what side of the coin he's on. He can't compete against the men over on the men's side. Then
right.
he goes over to the women's side and gets his ass.
And then he gets he's whining because a man actually competed with a man and beat him.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just absolute stupidity, you know, so I can't cut
it. How dare you?
That's right, you know, it's like, you know, it's like when I used to weightlift with Cantori down there, you know, and these guys were all Olympic weightlifters, and they could put some serious weight up. I couldn't even compete because these guys had been weightlifting their whole life. They had special talents, naturally gifted,
right.
Strong, and so my option would be to go to the women's league because I can't cut it with the men? I mean, that's just stupid, you know, but that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And you have to be the best in your sport, in your gender, based on what God gave you, not based on what your brain says you should get. And so anyway, I just crazy days indeed. But it started to come back and haunt him because this is right out of Saul Alinsky's rules. Hold them to account the same rules that they're trying to hold you to account. You know, they're trying to make up all these rules and bend every rule so that they have this big advantage. Well, hey, if you want to do that, then you have to live by your rules too. You can't say
No, you don't get it. No, you're not understanding how this works. No. They make the rules the way they want it.
And they change the rules no matter what in order to suit their needs or their wants or their desires, not based on fairness, not based on right or wrong. And that's really what's been thrown out completely out of this discourse politically across the board is what's right and wrong.
Yep.
What's truthful, what's accurate, what's a fact, and what's some ideological dream pony of unicorn rainbowism that is not reality based on what people want to do to feel good for their virtues.
Well, you hit upon it. Reality. They have no reality.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you can make anything up.
The power of imagination.
I should play that one. I'll bring that up here. Give me just a second here.
It's like really.
It's really true. I thought I had that right here in front of me, but I guess I don't. Oh yeah, here. Okay, so this is what we're looking for right here.
Okay.
A 65-year-old power lifter.
Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me and you'll know. In a world of pure imagination,
I can set world records based on my thought process.
In your mind.
Your imagination. I have pure imagination.
And a penis.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I got to go with that. Yeah, that's true.
I am not going to say nothing about nobody.
All I want to do is visit the chocolate factory. In the service, we called it, the CCF was the chocolate cookie factory, which was, by the way, correctional custody facility. So, where you get to go when, you know.
Well, that brings a whole new meaning
we're
to
we're not going
to
talk about
things.
That.
Yeah,
though.
You know, that kind of changes your reality all around now,
okay.
Doesn't it?
So, I have another video clip here because I was lacking in actual research technology motivation this morning, and I didn't really feel like doing anything with my headache. So I thought I'd play an old clip, I think this kind of says it all here. This is about right and wrong and what's real and what's not. Here we go.
How many times does someone have to lie to you before you call them a liar? 1? 5? 20? It seems like many Americans are okay being lied to over and over and over again. Here's just one example. Michael Brown was a young black teenager, a gentle giant, who on August 9th, 2014, during a routine police stop in Ferguson, Missouri, raised his hands and pleaded for his life as he looked down the barrel of racist white police officer Darren Wilson's gun. Brown famously held his hands up and yelled, "Don't shoot," before he turned and ran. Wilson shot him 6 times in the back, killing him dead. If you bought that, you bought a lie. Here are the facts. Michael Brown was 6'4". He weighed 292 pounds, 80 pounds heavier than Officer Wilson. He was a giant, but there was nothing gentle about him. Brown and his friend had just robbed a convenience store. Wilson, in his police car, spotted them walking in the middle of the street. The two men matched the description of the thieves. Wilson drove up and told them to move to the sidewalk. Brown refused, blocked Wilson from opening his car door, punched the officer through the open window, and reached for Wilson's gun. Wilson fired in self-defense, striking Brown's hand. Brown ran. Wilson got out of the car and pursued him. Brown then suddenly turned and charged Wilson. Wilson repeatedly told him to stop, but Brown kept coming. Wilson shot Brown until Brown collapsed. a local grand jury and federal investigators from the Obama Justice Department concluded that Officer Wilson was justified in his use of deadly force. There is no evidence that Brown ever held his hands up and yelled, "Don't shoot." The whole story was manufactured by the media. It wasn't the first time. It wouldn't be the last. Not by a long shot. The biggest whopper of them all was the Russia hoax. The entirely made-up story that Donald Trump, the candidate, and then Donald Trump, the president of the United States, was a Russian agent. This dark fantasy preoccupied the legacy media for 3 years. It involved dozens of interlocking lies, almost all of which were planted by Trump's Democratic opponent. Given the sad state of our corporate media, it is perfectly fitting that the New York Times and the Washington Post won Pulitzer Prizes, the highest award in journalism, for dutifully reporting each lie as if it were the gospel truth. Then there was the Charlottesville lie, that the president described neo-Nazis as very fine people at a press conference following a riot in Charlottesville, Virginia, in August of 2017. He never said any such thing. There's a transcript of the press conference to prove it. The real quote was, "I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists. They should be condemned totally." No matter. The media had manufactured the story, and they were sticking to it. Additional common sense evidence to the contrary, like the president has Jewish grandchildren, was simply ignored. Or how about the laptop from hell? The computer that Hunter Biden left at a computer repair shop and never picked up. That story was broken by the New York Post in October 2020. In addition to files depicting Hunter's personal predilections, emails and text messages on the laptop suggested that his father, presidential candidate Joe Biden, was involved in corrupt business dealings with the Russians, the Ukrainians, and the Chinese. Twitter immediately banned the New York Post story from being shared on its platform. Did the legacy media jump all over this egregious violation of the freedom of the press? No. They jumped all over the fiction that it was another Russian disinformation campaign. For the record, I don't care whether you think Trump is great or horrible. The issue is not Trump. The issue is truth. How do you determine who's telling it? One obvious way, as I've already suggested, is if someone or some news source lies over and over again, you may not want to trust them. Who told you that Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh was a sexual abuser and a gang rapist? Or that a Catholic high school kid cruelly mocked a Native American war veteran on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial? Or that mounted border agents used whips to control migrants at the Texas border? The legacy media, the corporate media, the establishment media, whatever you want to call them, they've lied to your face, and they'll keep lying. You can keep believing their lies, or you can show a little curiosity and take some responsibility. Read past the headlines. Consume information from across the political spectrum. Determine for yourself who deserves your trust and who doesn't. In the process, you'll be surprised how much you will learn. This is how you become an informed citizen. Now that's a novel idea. I'm Tim Pool, host of TimCast for Prager University.
Yeah, another staunch conservative comes out of the closet. Only he's not.
No, he's actually been one of the few people that I've constantly been liking to listen to for the last few years. I've watched him actually be like, yeah, no, these people have gotten more and more crazy. You've got the disaffected standard Democrats who aren't in line with the progressive, crazy, communist, Marxist,
well, you got
let's
useful
kill everybody.
Idiots that just parrot whatever they're told. Their lemmings running off a cliff. And then you've got the evil guys that are trying to take advantage and tear down the country and don't care about morality, right and wrong, and justifies the means. But I think you said a couple of really big things, you know, read past the headlines.
Right.
If you are just taking everything at face value, no matter where the story's coming from, I think you're just, you know, lazy and you don't really care about the truth. And if you don't care about the truth, then the lies are going to come back to haunt you, as always, as they always do.
And I think there's a lot of people too that have been intentionally not searching out and seeking out the facts, because the problem is you have a group of people specifically down south that if you wear a red hat will mob you in the street, so you go along to get along in a lot of these cases and don't even bother looking it up. But at the same time, now we've got billboards going down the road that are saying that, oh, you can come to our casino and your power bill is so high we'll pay your power bill as your grand prize. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Wow.
Isn't it?
I think people are, a lot of people are overwhelmed and they aren't focused on, they gotta like narrow it down to the information or what you're gonna be looking at. Because otherwise you can get inundated. We know you can get so much information that it's hard to take the time to pick anything and get in depth with it.
Information
so
you overload. So
yeah, you got to narrow it down a little bit, you know, sometimes too.
I can hear the music in the background.
Yeah, and with that, we're going to take a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
You might have loved me, and I never knew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
An interesting little
Sovereign Minds, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. your talk radio.
I was just listening to the music. You're just over here like enjoying it. Now I'm like, what part of heaven is this? I'm in a hell over here. He's a heavenly.
You don't. You obviously like don't. You don't know the story behind that. Then obviously,
no, I don't.
The story behind that song is like really, really.
It's very touching.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I clearly don't know. I misread the room completely.
Yeah.
So Eric Clapton's son died by falling out a window.
Oh.
And that's the song that he wrote. And I posted it in the chat room, rest in peace, Randy Meisner, who died from the Eagles this last week or so.
Gotcha.
So I wasn't really enjoying the music as much as I was kind of reflecting on the music.
I can see that. Yeah, no, I had no idea the story behind that. Right. That killed the mood. Like, Buzz is...
Yeah, woo. So you're like laughing, I'm like...
Well, I couldn't figure out what he was laughing about. I was like, whoa, did I fall asleep or something?
Well, and between what took place over the break, too, between all the rest of that
we had
putting those together.
We had such a wonderful sight out the window. And
So that song is really a very, I mean, it's hard to almost not tear up when you listen to it, you know, especially if you know anybody that's died or anything, in the past where that song's been a part of it. So that kind of, I played that for a couple of specific reasons. Randy Meisner, my aunt, died this last month too. So, it's kind of a tribute a little bit.
I like it.
Why are you laughing?
Because I'm just thinking about Dave over there. He didn't have a clue. And he's all amused over there.
Totally out of context between everything that's going on.
All right.
And the visual was pretty good.
Moving right along.
We do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Stones. How are you?
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh my God, you got back.
Somebody get rid of those giggle pills, would you?
Wow, you got to have a good time once in a while, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
So what you got? Yeah. What you got for us, Reg?
Well, I just wanted to do a short announcement today. the podcast I did a two-part podcast recently in the Mountaintop Media regarding taking control of our local elections by separating the ballots, having a physical separate ballot and envelope for local elections only. And so I put the links to those podcasts in the chat room on the last hour, and then people can find them also at mountaintopmedia.com and go to rumble.com, search for Shasta County Citizen Journalist, or podbean.com, Shasta County Citizen Journalist. And at the party last night, I was very flattered when one of the supervisors approached me and he had a couple of questions about that, about separating the countywide ballot. So I think we're headed in the right direction, but the public needs to watch those, take notes. And also if they have suggestions, to improve this idea. And the key is to contact your board of supervisor and give them your opinion on separating the county ballots, because that's how it gets done, is through the board of supervisors.
Right. Yeah, I think we're on the right track, Rich. I totally agree. You know, going to, hand counting of paper ballots, and let's get back to the basics of actually knowing what the count is. I find it so disingenuous and odd. Well, not odd, but just absolute BS that these guys all want the machines no matter what, you know, and all you hear is this talking points thing like the machines, they've done, you can trust the machines. Are you kidding? I mean, does anybody trust any of these machines, any computer stuff?
Yeah. Well, you know, the key is, especially the way the state's been retaliating against us, Shasta County, on many topics, if we just continue to do what they say, even the Secretary of State's regulations, which are coming down upon us. If we just continue to do what the state tells us to do regarding elections, do we think we're going to have any different results? Really?
Of course not.
Yeah.
So
that's been my question the whole time. What's changed?
This is a very unique and a bold suggestion, but I think it's a very valid suggestion. And part one of my podcast, I present the problem. And what happens when you present a problem? You need to present a solution. So part two is a solution. And so, with the study I've done with elections, I think it's a very good, solid solution, but we have to do it now. We have a very few short weeks to put this in place for the March primary. Very few short weeks to do this.
Well, you got to wonder if they're, you know, the Secretary of State is trying to put these laws into place in regarding election. If there wasn't anything to be looking at, why would they impose new laws or anything?
Well, exactly. Again, it's retaliation,
yeah.
But also, and just, you know, just as a reminder, and you'll see this in part two, the Secretary of State does not make laws. All they can do is pass regulations. And the Secretary of State is not a lawmaker. And anyways, I won't go over it now because it's in part two. But, I say we just take full control of our local elections. And yes, we will find ourselves probably in court over this, but, we're probably going to be in court over the wind project. We're probably going to be in court over other things too, but, we have to defend ourselves.
Yep.
And I hope some constitutional folks, attorneys, are putting their name in the hat for county council. I don't know that the RFP has gone out yet. If not, it's going to be very soon. But we need a good constitutional attorney in county council to help fight these battles.
Well,
I agree with that.
I was just looking up, maybe you know off the top of your head. I mean, they started changing the voting laws during COVID, and they were done by executive fiat. Now they're following up at this point by the legislature, then passing the laws, which is completely, I mean, it goes against all constitutional government mandates and the right of the people and the we the people, you know, being in charge of everything.
Yep. Watch part two. I talk about that. All political power is inherent in the people. So there's a lot of good information in part two that gives us the lawful constitutional authority to take control of our countywide elections. So I appreciate the time today, but let's make this push quickly, and let's just get it done.
Thanks for calling in.
I'll make sure.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich.
Thank you.
I'll make sure I watch that. I haven't watched it yet.
I've watched part of them, but yeah.
So I was just pulling this up, you know, states that took substantial legislative steps towards supporting voting during the pandemics to support voting. You know, California passed legislation to affirmatively mail ballots to all voters and set strict standards for polling place closures. You know,
there's no problem with that, with sending out the ballots to everybody.
And the other big thing, too, that I don't think gets any real coverage that I haven't heard anybody talk about is, do you guys remember that they turned over voter registration to the California DMV?
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to renew your license, it automatically clicked the box to receive a mail-in ballot?
Yeah, I'd like to see the list of how many things they changed by executive fiat because of the emergency. Don't let any good crisis go to waste. The old Rahm Emanuel thing, and then how much they're enacting in the law, and how they all have changed since the beginning. You know, before when we had solid elections that were counted by hand. When did that start? I mean, you know, they act like, oh, gee, it's going to cost so much more and everything.
Yeah.
That's another talking points thing. They don't have the numbers. And does it matter if...
Exactly. Does it matter if it costs more?
Does it matter if you're...
To get a true vote?
Exactly. If your elections are rigged, does it matter if you unrig them?
Well, and this is the thing, too. So, like that documentary, Kill Chain, that was produced by HBO in 2020, that's pretty interesting stuff. When you go through and you look at it, and they show how, during DEF CON, they were able to hack the electoral machines in the 3 days that they were there, and they could change the votes, they could do what they want to. And he makes the point that, okay, this is a three-day thing with hackers all around the country that just come together for a fun thing to see what they can do, and all those machines are actively used in our elections.
Right.
Well, here's the interesting things. We don't run 3 days a year for all of the other governments that are trying to get in their candidates and the people that they want to be in power. Is there anybody out there that would say, China definitely wants Trump over Biden, knowing what we know?
Oh, well, and I guess the fact that they've been receiving money from the Chinese and the Biden crime family is a non-issue too, right?
No, not even. But so they run 365 with heavily funded budgets, according to that documentary. Who's to say what we actually know? And they don't have the open source code. They don't do anything. And if you talk about it, they sue you. I don't know. I'm not making any assertions. All I'm saying is you look at that HBO documentary and you look at what's taking place. If you even mention it and ask questions, they sue you.
And there's so many different areas, different states that are looking at it and showing the problems with the machines.
Well, and you have to have
It's several, you know,
areas. You
have
to have a basic respect for right and wrong and the truth. And a lot of these people, as long as they're the recipients of it, don't care. You know, even locally you've seen it. They don't care about any evidence that refutes their claims. They care about their guys being in control and taking care of them. But what they don't realize is that when their guys aren't in control or somebody else is in control and it can be applied against them, it's kind of like the weightlifting thing.
Exactly.
As soon as the rules get applied against them, all of a sudden it's a real problem because, but that's what's exactly going to happen. All of this stuff is going to backfire on these lives. And, you know, this whole thing of going after Trump is such a good example of lie after lie after lie. Do you think this J6 indictment is any different than the last 50 of them that they've done? Impeachment, all this stuff. You know, they're hiding exculpatory evidence.
Yep.
They want. I think this thing is going to totally backfire on them because when you get in there and you have discovery, that goes to both sides. So now all of a sudden it's going to open up the whole can of worms of introducing all the evidence of the fraud in the election into the courtroom just to even show Trump's state of mind, the fact that they're trying to say he knew that it wasn't rigged. Are you freaking kidding me? And there's so much evidence of it being rigged by the guys that are saying it's not being rigged. They're saying go to the FBI. They reported it wasn't being rigged while they're rigging it.
Well, in the jurisdiction that this is in, this is the big point that I look at, is you look at the judge that is presiding over his case, she's probably the worst judge to even consider presiding over any of these cases. She gives harsher punishments than even the person that's prosecuting, the January Sixers, were asking for. She gives them all that they asked for and worse punishments based upon that. Do we honestly think that this is anything short of just a charade?
This is law. This is lawfare, and the process is the punishment, and that's exactly what's going on here. The process is the punishment because they want to stay in power. They don't want anybody in power that's going to go back to their original constitutional intent of we the people being in charge of the government. They don't like that. All these guys, if you notice, they're all power brokers across the board, whether it's Newsom or our local DA. They all want to be in charge, and if you believe anything else is going on, like, oh, gee, is the vote rigged? I don't know. Let's do something to make sure it's not rigged. Oh, you don't want to do that because now you're an extreme MAGA rightist that needs to be shut down because you've got a problem with actually making sure that we're honest.
But you got to look at, you know, that they're constantly hammering Trump because they don't want you to look at Hunter and all that. If you ever notice, anything starts coming up on the Biden family, and that isn't what they want to hear, then they come up with something with Trump. Then they hammer the media with Trump.
I mean, my
God. It's like, really? They definitely don't want anybody looking at anything else except January 6th, how bad Trump was there, and allow everything to go on with Biden and Biden's family.
Well, yeah, and so during the same time that you have people testifying under oath to Hunter Biden and Biden's business dealings and them doing that together, you've got alien news that's breaking worldwide.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
You know, Trump's attorney came out with a timeline this last week and, you know, basically said, every time you guys bring, it's like, here's the timeline. Indictment of Hunter, Trump's indictment, you know, it just goes
exactly. One after another constantly. I mean, how many times has it happened January 6th?
The day after, it's all running cover, you know.
Well, this is an interesting story along the lines of that. So this came out on August 2nd from timcast.com. Fact checkers caught spreading misinformation. So in this segment we call fact checking the fact checkers. Fact checkers claim to have special powers to discern the truth, but they don't, and now a new months-long investigation finds multiple instances where fact checkers had spread misinformation and then demanded censorship. Investigative reporter Michael Smolenberg said in a post on social media platform X in support of his expose, which was conducted with co-writer Philip Smith, according to Strelitzer's last piece, Narcissism and the Fact Checkers, during the COVID-19 pandemic, social media giant Facebook alone removed 20 million posts that they labeled more than 190 million claims related to COVID-19, adding to this company's relied on International Fact-Checking Network, IFCN, approved organizations for its content moderation Modernization policies. Mm-hmm. As Schellenberger noted, Facebook censorship stories suggesting the COVID-19 virus may have come from a lab, yet there is a large and growing body of work suggesting that not only is this theory considered plausible, it was considered plausibly true by the government officials pressing Facebook to censor. Top two scientific advisors, Dr. Anthony Fauci, testified before the House Select Committee that the virus most likely spilled over to humans from animals, but communications between their men and colleagues through emails had messaged AppStack reveal that they believed it was entirely possible the virus was cultivated in laboratory. The documents also make clear from the pressure from higher-ups led to the suppression of the lab leak theory, according to Schellenberger and Smith.
Well, you know, what you've got to look at is no wonder these people's heads are all screwed up because, okay, so I just pulled up this Donald Trump's lawyer thing, okay? Mm-hmm. I had to go through five or six of them where they had to cut to cut out what she said and mold it to the point where and then you have to look at the source. You know, if you go to CNN or ABC, guess what? They cut and edit and they clip so you don't get the gist of it. Now, this is from Sky News, and let's play this. And just to kind of give you an idea of what we're talking about on the fact that they are not giving us the news and the truth. They are shaping us with thought processes and propaganda. So let's go ahead and play this real quick.
Aid the Biden crime family. Millions and millions of dollars.
China did.
The next day, the Mar-a-Lago raid and the Mar-a-Lago indictment. Last week, Hunter Biden's sweetheart plea deal fell through when the judge realized it had blanket immunity. The following day, a superseding indictment against Donald Trump. July 31st, Devin Archer goes to testify in front of the House. That was only after they failed to put him in jail prior to the fact. What happens the next day? The January 6th indictment that we're here for today. This is not a coincidence. This is election interference at its finest against the leading candidate right now for president, for either party. President Trump is under siege in a way that we have never seen before. President Trump and his legal team and everyone on his team will continue to fight, not for him, but for the American people. I'll take some questions.
So I'm going to stop it there, but my point is that I want the truth. And if you can't see that as these guys using the rules to bend to go after their political opponents, because it doesn't matter whether it's Trump or not, because if they can do this to Trump, they can do it to anybody, which means that who's ever in power then can pretty much quell their opponents. You're in a dictatorship. You are now in a banana republic. You are now in a communist country. And now the government does whatever they want, and they target whoever they like. See, that's what these useful idiots don't get. At the end of the day, when you finally get what you want, you don't get what you want, you get what they're gonna give you. And at the end of that, usually turns into like an ugly thing, like, oh gee, I'm starving to death because all the food production is shut down and nobody's working because everybody's on the government dole and the universal money and production goes way down. Oh, and by the way, if you spout off too much, you just disappear. You know, they purge society and they've done it over and over and over again. So the idiots that are promoting this stuff, oh, you're just a MAGA Republican. No, I'm not even a Republican, you idiots. If you can't see that the truth is that these people are targeting their enemies across the board from day one and doing it with impunity while being paid off by foreign countries, you are a moron, okay? And if you're a moron, then you have no credibility in any political discourse at this point with anybody. You're completely irrelevant because you can spout off all you want. You can run your lies. You can talk crap. But nobody wants to hear your crap anymore because QT time's over.
Yeah, that's for go ahead. You can for now, but don't you realize you're going to be their enemy at some point?
They're
going to still take you out.
There are certainly people with these bad takes, but the more I look at it and the more I see these people online especially, they're bots. They're not even real people.
A lot of it is.
Oh, yeah.
Like 90%. If you watch YouTube, And they have all these little storylines that are complete fabrication crap.
Yeah.
All the time. If you watch it, you can tell because they pronounce names wrong. They say the words incorrectly. And they get a little better. But at the same time, you can tell it's AI. You can tell it's a bot. You can tell that it's not a real report because they've twisted everything. And then they got their taglines. And then you see, you know, the guy that posted is Guang Chong Yang from, who knows where.
Well, and have you heard of the 50 Cent crew?
I have not.
No.
So the 50 Cent crew is basically China pays people 50 cents per post on a lot of these things. So sometimes you'll have humans that are getting paid 50 cents per post to just go on and sow discord and screw with people. So in regards to that also, Biden attacks the GOP on economy after U.S. credit downgrade. So last week we came on and we talked about the BRICS currency.
We need to
talk
about that too, as far as the credit down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and more banks failing and taking money and all of that?
Well, what do we think is going to happen when they actually launch that currency and our fiat currency is no longer the
standard. And they already have.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize it. We're already in that war there. It just hasn't fully taken over yet.
So it looks like you've got all these countries that are getting ready. The thing that I'm curious about is, so you had originally enough gold to cover 17 countries. Now we're up to like 55, 60 countries. They're going to need more gold. That's what it looks like to me, at least.
Well, I don't think gold's going to be the problem as far as the amount, because it just becomes worth more, and you break it down in cents and so forth. I don't know how this is going to – and you use other commodities, too. You can use oil as a backing for a dollar. You can use commodities of all kinds of different things, depending on, you know, how stable they are. But
you look at American history. Anytime anybody tried to do that, like you go over to Iraq and Afghanistan, hey, let's go ahead and back the Iraqi dinar in gold. Next thing you know, they have weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, but here's the difference. Here's the difference between that. That's one country trying to do it against a superpower. Mm-hmm. Now you've got superpowers that are banding together to say they're giving the middle finger to the superpower called the United States banking system.
That's exactly what I mean, though.
Yeah.
Historically, the only thing we do is anybody that tries to do this, we find a way to make a threat on them, and then we go over there, we kick their ass, and then we do nation building and dump a bunch of our money and say, use this to rebuild.
Right. Our way.
With our
puppets in place. You know, it's like Gaddafi.
And with our currency.
But that's not working so well now.
And there was weapons of mass destruction. That's why we took out Saddam Hussein and his kids.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, even though there wasn't, and that was Bush. Yep. Oh, by the way, which is a Republican guy. So, how do we reconcile that? Because if it was a Republican and they lied to us too, that means that we're just MAGA people, right, that are far right extreme guys and don't – but if you're interested in the truth, don't worry about that. That's all good.
No, they do want you to go back to praising the Bushes and all
well,
the
yes,
other
because
people.
Because they were right there with them. I'm just saying, you know, they weren't all that, you know, good
of
people.
It's the establishment that's the problem. It's the deep state that's the problem. And they're on both sides of the aisle.
Exactly.
We can see it. And the only one at this point, which is the threat and why they've gone after him so bad, that has not been controlled by these guys, that's been gotten into power to the point where he gives them all the middle fingers, Trump. That's why they go after him so heavily, is because he can't be controlled. Now, he might not be right on every policy, and he might not be right every time, but he's the only one that I've seen in the last 35, 40 years that actually put America first. That's why he's so popular. You know, it does scare me a little bit because I don't trust any of the politicians at this point. And I have to look at every single thing they do in the policy arena to go, what are they doing? I don't care what they say, but now you've got a guy who's an absolute puppet, a shill, and it looks like this is all going back to Obama. Because if you look at what's going on, like, you know, when they took the bribe from the Ukraine, and they're in the, and Biden's bragging about, well, you know, son of a, and the guy got fired.
Yeah.
Okay, and he said, when they asked him, they said, well, you're not the president. When he says, well, you won't get the $1 billion, he says, well, just call him.
Yeah, but before
we go, he call it? He's going to call Obama, which means that Obama's in on the deal.
Just like they did with Biden, you mean?
That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
exactly. And with that,
that's what I'm talking about.
Well,
the televised. Government been telling lies. If you're not with us, you gotta step aside. Witnessing the genocide, everything is centralized. The food that we consume and expiring it out with pesticides. Easily identify the sheep and the snake, the real and the fake, giving us a reason to pray. I'm gonna make my own choices.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. At least four people have died in a night of intense shelling across Ukraine, while Moscow's second largest airport briefly suspended flights following a foiled drone attack near the Russian capital. Also on srnews.com, former President Donald Trump says he has the right to challenge his election defeat in 2020 and criticizes a special counsel who's brought criminal charges against him.
The fake charges put forth by the Biden sham, we call it a sham indictment, and the, you know, the man that's doing it, I really believe he's mentally ill. But these are outrageous, and it is an outrageous criminalization of political speech. They're trying to make it illegal to question the results of an election.
Mr. Trump spoke yesterday at a campaign rally in Columbia, South Carolina. Two Florida police officers were shot and critically injured during a traffic stop. The suspect was fatally shot by SWAT team members several hours later. Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith says the team tracked down the gunman to a hotel where he was hiding in Orlando's busy tourism district.
The SWAT team responded to the hotel at 6 a.m. and was able to safely evacuate the hotel. The suspect barricaded himself in a room. Several attempts to get the suspect to surrender were made and refused to give up. At 8:58, the suspect shot at our SWAT officers multiple times. SWAT officers returned fire, striking the suspect. The suspect is now deceased.
Smith's comments were aired on WFTV. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear and his Republican challenger faced off at Kentucky's premier political event, the Fancy Farm Picnic. Beshear declared that he's led Kentucky's economy on a historic winning streak, which is worthy of a second term. Republican nominee Daniel Cameron slammed the incumbent on social issues. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Western Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now.
If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Elon Musk says a potential in-person physical fight with Mark Zuckerberg would be streamed on his social media site, X, formerly known as Twitter.
The two tech billionaires seemingly agreed to a cage match face-off in late June. Musk wrote in a post Sunday that the Zuck versus Musk fight will be live-streamed on X. He added that all proceeds will go to charity for veterans. Zuckerberg is trained in mixed media martial arts. Whether or not the two actually make it to the ring in Las Vegas has yet to be seen, especially as Musk often tweets about action prematurely or without following up. I'm Julie Walker.
A record number of cruise passengers are expected this year in Alaska's capital, drawn by wonders such as the long-retreating Mendenhall Glacier. So many people are expected, the city's immediate concern is how to manage them all. News and analysis at townhall.com. The damage President Biden is inflicting on the U.S.-Israeli partnership is too important to ignore. That's the assessment of a national security expert at the Heritage Foundation concerning the Israeli government's overhaul of its judicial system. Victoria Coates says Mr. Biden's critical comments about Israel's government could needlessly damage U.S. interests in the Middle East.
If our relationship is suffering, the communication isn't that good, the Israelis don't feel secure in their backing from Washington, then that starts to fall apart.
Coates' comments were aired on the Salem Radio Network. The deadline has arrived for Niger's military junta to reinstate the country's ousted president, but the West African regional bloc that has threatened a military intervention faces prominent appeals to pursue more peaceful means. Neighboring Nigeria's Senate has pushed back against the plan by the bloc known as ECOWAS. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I don't know if that is ordinary guys, but
that little Joe Walsh there.
That's going back.
Yeah, that's going back. I like that. I like that song. It's great.
He wasn't an ordinary guy.
Yeah,
that's
just for an ordinary
sure.
average guy, right?
Picking
up the dog do out in the yard. So getting back to what we're talking about, everything that they're accusing Trump of and have accused Trump since he started this whole thing is exactly what they've done. And the difference being is that they've had zero evidence. All the evidence that they've had has been manufactured by the guys that are going after him. You know, the FBI, the CIA, the 51 guys that, signed the thing saying that, you know, it was Russian disinformation. The laptop. Okay, when you look at everything, they got you got bank records of Biden being bribed. He's admitted on tape of being bribed. It's just insane. You got the Hunter's laptop. You got recordings. You got all this.
But you got to get somebody to do something about it and prosecute them for their BS.
My point is that. The left is saying that Trump's such a bad guy.
Well, yeah, I know.
But they've said it with no proof or evidence. All the evidence has been manufactured, and at the same time, they go after Trump for the stuff that they said that they were going after. I mean, they're going after Trump, but they're not going after Biden for the exact same stuff that they said they were going after Trump.
Right.
But they didn't have any evidence, and they got all the evidence in the world on Biden, and it's like they don't even, who cares?
Well, so, no, they don't even look at it. That,
exactly.
That's the difference, is they won't even take a look at it.
So what does that tell you?
Well, probably, you know, they're just.
That it doesn't, that truth doesn't matter.
Not to them it doesn't, evidently.
Evidence doesn't matter. What matters is that power and control and who's ever, you know, handing out the things that they think they need.
And like I say, until, you know, they're not going to always be nice to these people. Don't you realize that when it all falls apart and they invoke their power, that they're going to come after them too? Don't they? You know, it's going to be across the board for everybody. Even don't you get it?
Even if they don't do that, like you said, what you really said there that is true is that across the board for everybody, standard of living goes way down because when you don't have any production and nobody's producing foods and nobody's producing anything and all the manufacturing goes to crap and the cars are, you know.
Yeah, they're not going to go, oh, you were okay over here, but this guy isn't. They're going across the board and it's going to be, they're going to take it from everybody. When they're not going to worry about it. They don't
there
care.
There won't be nothing to take after a while. See, that's what happens at the end of the day. You'll be like the Chinese riding your bikes around in the marketplace just like everybody else in the world that's under the thumb. So,
yeah, I guess we got a caller on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, everyone. It was great to see you all at another event, and I wish I could hog more time to talk to you, but I can't, so that's why I call in every once in a while.
That's okay. What you got this morning?
I'm going to bring it right up how you opened the show this morning about the whole thing about the transgender and that the guy making fun of the man being a man versus. I mean, it's getting so ridiculous. You're like, oh, seriously, please stop. I wanted to say SCOE, getting local, Seattle County Office for Education, has their monthly meeting this Wednesday the 9th at 1:30 at the Innsbruck office. Here's the challenge from somebody I also think is kind of educational and interesting and funny is Officer Tatum, Brandon Tatum does a show, I think it's 1 to 4 in the morning on this station. I try to catch it as much as possible. And he said, here's a message to all you fathers and moms. If you've got your kids in schools and you're concerned about these people proclaiming and asserting and they feel like they're a certain gender any day, he goes, you go to that locker room, you go to that gym, you go to that door, stand there, and you challenge that individual, like, and I don't know if people know who Brandon Tatum is. He's a big black guy, former football player, former cop in Phoenix. He's huge. He's ginormous. Okay, so there he is going to fold his hands and go, hey, you're not going to unfold your junk and family jewels in front of my little girl. You know, and he talks like he does. And so he said, hey, fathers, men, you go to your school, and if this is happening, if there's any inkling of it, show up. Don't be violent. Don't provoke. But you just show up and go, what bathroom do you think you're going into? You're in the wrong bathroom. I'm going to redirect you. And he just goes on this little rant, and he says, you know what? I'm not forgetting about you mama bears either, because this isn't just going to be on the shoulders of men to now suddenly get a handle on this. This is going to take everyone. So SCOE meeting Wednesday. Their agenda doesn't always come out until sometimes a day or two ahead of time. But I tell you what, he said, you know what? If he's at the door, and his little girl's trying to change in there, and there's some guy that wants to come in and reveal his full stuff, full Monty. He said, go ahead and touch me. And he said, we will be rearranging the furniture.
Well, that reminds me, Lori, there's a workshop, you know, Monday at Good Times Pizza out in Palo Cedro to go over for parents in regards to the education system.
Oh, this is just... I mean, really, it's gotten this bad. This is where it's going to take people to wake up. And you know what? Yep. You don't have to have kids in school right now. We have to talk to the grandparents, the aunts and uncles. Not everyone has children. We're done. And so I put in the chat room this whole thing about, you know how some people, myself included and a few others, that we've been labeled as anti-vaxxers? Well, that's wrong all along. The COVID-19 jab, shot, inoculation is not a vaccine. It's never been isolated. It's never been attenuated. It's not using a dead virus.
No, again, they changed the definition of it to make it
correct.
A vaccine.
Correct. And so by calling us anti-vaxxers is a misnomer right there. So it's some kind of gene therapy, as if that's going to make it all right and better. So it's just I put that little correction in the chat room. Stop calling us that. You're off base. And Stu Peters and Judy Mikovits, you know that lab out in Reedley near Fresno County? There's some very interesting stories, articles. Stu Peters did a 20-minute video. I sent that out with Judy Mikovits, and she's explaining quite a bit. And then Peggy Hall, Healthy American, she did a, 45-minute video, and she's just like, since when does a garden hose attract the attention of public health officials and all the rest, and then they have it on record from months ago what was done, and what's the code of having a bad garden hose? And I mean, she's just like making common sense, of course, questions. And so it's out there on YouTube, Chinese House of Horrors by Peggy Hall, and then Stu Peters with Judy Mikovits. That was a 20-minute one. I believe it was done on the 3rd. Again, we're never getting the straight story, and that's why you have to dig, even in alternative media. Mm-hmm. I want to close with this. Dane did his latest installment of Global Alert News, episode number 417, and I have to say something about the snowfall, the snowpack, how people think, oh, yeah, it snowed so hard in the Colorado Rockies mountains and the high altitude. There's a thing called sublimation where that snow, because it's fake snow, it's ice nucleated, it bypasses going into the liquid phase of draining and being collected. Not that you might want it, but it's toxic. But it goes from a solid straight to a vapor. It's gone. It's skipping a step. So go look at that, folks, if you want to keep following Dane Wigington and his Global Alert News and all the rest. And I just want to close by saying thank you to the security people that keep showing up to all our very important meetings, functions, fundraisers, and all the rest. Because I tell you what, that News Cafe, I sent them an email last week to R.B. Scheide on some insane lying comments. I don't even know if they have a comment policy. Most people do.
They have a comment policy. Their comment policy is that if you disagree with them, you get blocked or trolled.
Or dogpiled, because then they take a lie, somebody else will add another lie.
Well, because nobody goes there, because except the left-wingers, because it's just crazy.
Here's what I'm going to do. If I do not hear from the individual that penned the article of the town hall by Patrick Jones, Mr. R.V. Scheide, if you do not respond to me, it's been a week, I'm just going to take care of it myself, and I will expose. People know I will make posters. I can be in the chat room. I can do all kinds of call-ins. I will make this issue hold. Fix it, correct it like normal journalists would do, or you don't, then it just shows who you really are.
I think what you've got to do a little bit, and I've thought about this for a while, but it's like a time factor, is what Project Veritas was doing when James O'Keefe was there, and I'm not sure if he's still doing it now, but is to make them retract these things or sue them, which means you have to get an attorney involved and somebody that was willing to take on these cases and go after them, and they probably don't have any money anyway because they're doing this out of their basement, you know, their who knows. But you got to get them to retract this stuff and, you know, get them on the retracto board.
Well, this is what they do with Mark and Linda and Dave, is that they'll use, or maybe they encourage, invite, and incite a comment person to say something so outrageous, misinformation, lies. I've never worked for HHS. I've never worked as an intake person with forensic sex abuse interviews. I mean, it was just on and on and on. I sent the corrections. I'm like, this is absolutely insane.
Well, I mean, it's like the first thing that Donnie ever wrote about me and my sister was that we were married.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
it's just gone on and on.
I'm still Red Smith.
That's true. You are Red Smith over there. I forgot.
And if you were a prize-winning journalist, isn't the first thing you're supposed to do is who, where, what, when, and why, and get the facts straight before you tell the story?
Well, at least you know who the people are.
Do an interview, maybe?
I'm just saying, she didn't even know who I was, and I was standing so close to her that it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
The one correction she made, because I was so irritated when she mixed up that she had no idea that Richard Gallardo has a twin named Eric. And a couple of years back, I said, Donnie, you should know this more than anyone because you're a twin. I said, please correct this. And that's the only correction I've really ever seen.
That's scary. There's two of her running around.
I think the marketplace is going to correct itself because I think that they're going to implode. That's my theory.
At the board, they laughed when they heard her name. Some guy in a blue recall shirt was like, she's the best journalist ever. And there was this massive, huge laughter. It was like we were at a comedy show.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
No, we're not done with this fake news. Sorry, not done.
Well, okay, so here's two big headlines before you go. And these are the kind of headlines that they produce. White House says Bidenomics so successful that the average American has twice as many jobs as they had 2 years ago. The other one, Trump charged with questioning election results while not being a Democrat. Now, Those are Babylon Bee stories. But that's what you're talking about, you know. And
well,
I pulled up a clip here of 10 minutes worth of Democrats denying the election results in 2016.
Oh, yeah, they were all over it in 2016.
So they're trying to prosecute Trump for saying
2020.
That for 2020, while they did exactly the same thing. This is the old the thing that's going to backfire on them. So anyway.
You guys are great for catching all this. And, all vaccines are racist. Gotcha, Dave.
Thanks, Laurie. All right, so I do have the clip here. Okay, so I'm gonna play the clip, and you know they're going after Trump for a free speech issue. It doesn't matter whether he believes it's true or not. You have the right to say what you think, you know, for whatever reason, and it's not inciting a riot, because if it's inciting a riot, saying go down there and peacefully protest patriotically, okay, then you can twist anything, and that's kind of what's going on, you know, is that there's no free speech anymore if that holds true, because then they just target whoever they feel like.
Well, and there's a lot of states right now that are actually enacting that into law. Yeah. If you have hate speech or speech that we hate.
But see, that's the buzzword for speech that we disapprove of. It's like misinformation is not misinformation. It's information we disapprove of. Mm-hmm. Whether it's true or not isn't even the issue. The issue is that we don't like you saying it, so it's misinformation. You know, we don't like you saying this because we want to control your speech. And if you can control a person's speech, you can control their thoughts. And that's what they're doing across the board. When you can control the nation's speech by not allowing free speech, you are controlling virtually everybody's thoughts in the process.
But you have that, stop and look, you have it right here locally going about speech. If you stop and think about the events that have happened in the last 2 or 3 weeks in regards to speech.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at what they're doing here locally.
Right. And then we got the guy who gets up there with thing that he wants
everybody
to shut
him down. That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
But 2 or 3 weeks ago, you can't say that. That's not free speech.
Right.
You know, you're calling me and blah, blah,
so
blah.
So the
but
idea,
over here,
the idea
over
was
here
be,
I can do whatever the hell I want to somebody.
The idea was supposedly to be so obnoxious that they would want to do a code of conduct, when the real deal is he just made himself look like a 12-year-old playground idiot.
Right, he was trying to do anything to get shut down, and it didn't happen. It didn't. Yeah. So then he had to, you know,
or he's looking for the Tom Slick crowd to go, code of conduct, everybody, yay!
Yeah, but that was for the Board of Supervisors. Right. Yeah.
Let's look at what's going on right now with Jordan Peterson, because this is recent news. Now they're saying that you have to go off to re-education school, and you have to basically apologize for anything you ever said, or we're taking your license away.
Right.
Well,
same thing.
Yeah.
Same exact.
In other words,
one step further than where we're at now.
So what they don't seem to get is that who's ever in power, if they are the one that controls it all, they control everyone and everything. And it's like in the Bible, they said never give yourself a king again. The reason is because you might have a good king when you started out, but his heir might be a complete bastard. You know, and then you end up with a tyrannical government, even though you started out with what you thought was a good government. That's why the power rests in the people as a whole, in the law. The law is king, not the king is the law. That's the old lex, rex, rex, lex. Because we, in this country, put together a system where we said everybody follow the law and it would be equal protection under the law. The law is the king. We're supposed to obey the law. The law is supposed to be approved by we the people, so it makes it a good law. That's why you had common law, to where and that would be challenged in the ballot box. If they passed a law that everybody disapproved of, then you would be you would be not guilty in the ballot box. So now you've got, if you flip that on its head, what you're really doing is they're not being progressive, they're being regressive. That goes back to a feudal-type system where the king is the law. This was the whole thing with, you know, King John and the Fields of Runnymede and the Magna Carta, where they said, okay, John, sign this document saying that you no longer have ultimate authority over everybody. And he said, why should I sign that? He says, because the people said, because if you don't, we'll cut your head off.
Mm-hmm.
That's because the power rests in the people, and the people and the law is where it should be rested, so that it's applied equally. So I want to look at this equal application of the law. Let's play a little clip here, because they're going after Trump, saying Donald Trump inciting a riot because he disagreed with the election. He's saying that you can't challenge the election anymore. Okay, well, here's several Democrats challenging, doing the same thing.
And you can have the election stolen from you.
This is 10 minutes of Democrats denying election results, but I guess that's okay.
That's different, but rightly.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you, you know, fight against that in 2020?
You are absolutely right.
He's an illegitimate president in my mind.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate? Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election. And he was put in office because the Russians interfered.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see this president elect as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
The one thing that Trump.
Now, let's take that right now and say, if the current president is being bought off by the Chinese to rig the election in his favor, that's okay?
Yeah.
Because he's a Democrat?
Yeah.
And besides,
but let's go back further than that. Who is the one in the very beginning that said that Obama was not qualified to be president?
I don't know.
Wasn't it Hillary? And them, the Democrats that were trying to investigate him in the beginning?
Yeah, but
way back when?
But we're talking about challenging election results, not whether they're actually qualified.
Well, yeah, but then why would they challenge when Obama went in?
I don't know. I'm not sure where you're going with that. But so here's, and most of these are Hillary challenging the election. So the election being challenged of a president who is lawfully elected and incumbent, okay, is what they're saying. If he wasn't elected legally, then he's not really the president.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, but you could say the exact same thing for Joe Biden. If Joe
Biden,
and there's so much evidence, and they had no Russian interference evidence. See, that's the thing here. The evidence about the Russian interference came from the Hillary camp. It's all been proven. It's all there. All you got to do is look at the documents. So the people that are calling him, saying he's not illegitimate president because of this, this, and this, made up the evidence. While now we have solid evidence that Biden was getting money from the Chinese, and you got 2,000 mules. You got the FBI coercing Twitter and Facebook. You've got the Dominion machine. You got so much evidence.
How much of it? The problem that I see is about half of that. You've not that particular ones, but half of the information that we got, it's all psyops crap. Oh, there's watermarks on the ballots that are over here. You got this going on over here. You see what I mean?
Well, like, but then, a lot of it. Okay. But in either case, whether it's legitimate or not, does he have the right to believe or say, whether he believes it or not, that the election was not a proper...
Just like we have about Biden. We have that right.
So he's getting prosecuted and possibly putting in prison for the exact same thing that these guys did.
Well, they're possibly going to kill him over this. That's in there.
Well, maybe.
They've got the death penalty in there, and they've also got 500 and something years as that. So either they want to send him away for the rest of his life, or they want to kill him, and you've got a judge presiding over this, which is worse than anybody else for any of these people.
Well, she's an Obama appointee and blah, blah, blah. Maybe that matters. Maybe it doesn't. But I think they're going to have to appeal this. I don't think they're going to win. But let's hear a little bit more of the election deniers, not Trump.
Is fearful of, when it comes to his being president, is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
I have an objection.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina.
I object because people are horrified.
He's an illegitimate president.
Do you believe Trump is illegitimate president?
What I believe is that there's no question that the outcome of this election was affected by the Russian interference.
There absolutely is a cloud of illegitimacy.
So that legitimacy is in question, yes.
So that was a very tainted election, and in that sense, it's illegitimate.
Why do you think the president is going to such great lengths to essentially prove that he beat you?
Because he knows he didn't. He knows he's an illegitimate president.
So with that, okay, now
again,
we're...
Illegitimate. We keep going
back
to that.
But they're trying to make the connection of him inciting The riot.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there is none. Peacefully, we all have the right to protest. If he says go down to the Capitol and peacefully protest, and then we find out there's all kinds of, you know, shenanigans going on down there, and Tucker Carlson even came out with the chief of the Capitol Police saying there was feds all over that place. And the feds,
oh, they got actual videos.
They got video of them
like
inciting the riots.
In
and those guys inciting the riots, and none of those guys put up on charges, and then they slam dunk all the J6 guys.
No putting the doors for people. Come on
in,
Grandma.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
that's not a setup, and that's legitimate. See, what I'm trying, my point is this, that government out of control is government out of control. And, you know, you might think that it's okay when your guy's doing it, okay, but sooner or later, your guy's not going to be doing it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the other guy that's doing it, and that
is
a problem.
Well, that also works the other way. That's why they've got such a problem, because they're worried about Trump being in there, and then that's not going to do their agenda any good, and they're not going to be happy because they're not going to be able to get what they want when they want
it. Trump gets back in, and I think he fires everybody in sight, and he needs to.
I think this quickly, no matter what, deteriorates into a civil war, no matter what happens. So let's say he gets back in there. He starts firing everybody. The left is going to do the same crap they did back in 2016 for the 4 years that he was there. Oh, it's not going to be Russian collusion this time.
But it doesn't matter. If you get an attorney general who's going to start prosecuting people for crimes, if you start putting people into place who are actually going to follow the law, and you start having the public pressure to follow the law, and you start putting these people in jail, even the guys out on the street that are stealing, there's no rule of law anymore. You've got to start someplace to start getting back to a rule of law.
You've got a pendulum that's over here, and it swings over here. So right now we're in San Francisco and L.A. You've got riots that are taking on everywhere, which, by the way, there was that video that came out that just tickled my soul this last week where the Indian guys just beat the crap out of the guy that was...
Oh, wasn't that funny?
Oh, that was amazing.
That was funny.
But
that's making my point here is that people are getting to the point where they're fed up. They're fed up with this lack of any kind of civil rules, any kind of civil...
Well, and so this is where we're at right now. So doing it through legislation, you swing back over here to Sri Lanka and you say, okay, guess what we're going to do? We have been crimey for way too long. Anybody who has any association with crime at all, we're locking you up, we're throwing away the key, and we're killing all the bad guys we catch with drugs. Now it's clean, now everybody's happy, but how many people are in jail that shouldn't have been there?
You got to do some pardons. You got to try to fix it. It's not going to be an easy fix. It's going to be a long time.
No, I don't think it's an easy fix, but people are tired of being lied to.
Right.
And that's what it's coming down to, is we're tired of being lied to. We just want the truth, whatever that is, and pick up our pieces and go on.
Right.
And rebuild this, reunite stuff, because this isn't working.
What's happening is you've got a foreign government influence that are trying to dismantle our rule of law, our constitution, for their own means. And then you've got China sitting in the wings. They're probably going to attack Taiwan. So the problem here is that we've got to have people looking to freedom as the answer through the constitution.
Exactly.
And through the rule of law and truthfulness. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So is that going to happen? I don't know. We'll find out and see. We should probably
We got to go to a break, and we will pick this up on the other side. Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know if anybody's in there. We will take a break and we'll catch you in about 3 minutes, guys.
Did you know I'd go to sleep and leave the lights on? Hoping you'd come by and know that I. Looking for the light, and it won't be there, but I love. time is here. I don't know where you are. So I'll write you one.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular fiber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The stars, pull one down to you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. Damn, this love I have inside is everything it seems, but for now.
Radio, a little Clapton there. Got off on a tangent on Clapton this morning, I guess. But
I like this one.
You like that one?
I like this one.
I like that one, too.
The first one I just didn't get, you know, considering the context.
You're a lot younger. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That happened.
I know almost history. All the Who's work because of my dad. That was his favorite band. So
really?
I still really dig the Who. Yeah. So I'm all about that.
I love the Who. We'll get some of the Who's next album back up.
There was a lot back in them days. We listened to a lot of different
people.
Well,
you know, I got to say, you know, without a doubt, I think that growing up was the best music era for anybody in the history of the world because, you know, I was born in the 50s, which means that I got through all the 60s, which then progressed into the 70s, which progressed into the 80s and the 90s. So there was, you know, the music scene was absolutely incredible when you think about it.
When it's My view on it is it may not have been the best. I think there's more technologically advanced things, obviously, now than there was back then. But what you had back then is you had continuity. You had songs that would rally people together, and everybody knew those songs and those bands. I mean, you couldn't get away from them.
I think technically when you start out with the Beatles, you can't – because prior to that, what we have, you had the big band era. You had the.
Well, there was some other different.
Well, there was
ones.
some good stuff.
It depends on what type of music you like, whether it's Western or rock and roll or blues whatever. There was.
But the progression of music that started in the '60s cannot be topped.
Period, that's true.
Because it's across every genre.
I could see that.
Yeah, I mean,
I was just meaning from a standpoint of I could name probably 100 bands right now that you wouldn't even have ever heard a single song that they played.
And I don't want to.
But you want to know something? How come that old music, the 60s and 70s, are coming back? If you notice, it's being played on a lot of things.
I think that
because of uniting people. I do believe that. It does unite.
I think across the board, there's in every aspect of music, there's good music and there's bad music, depending on the ear who's listening to it, and some things. I find stuff that's pleasant, more acoustical, that makes me feel good, the kind of music I gravitate to. In the younger generation, I like hard rock and roll and stuff. So I think you progress as, when you're young, you like different stuff. And as you get older, I think you mellow out a little bit, period. So anyway.
Depends. I still like rock and roll, but I do like blues, too, and I like jazz.
I'm not sure why we're talking about music.
Anyway.
Okay, so.
My commenter in here, he goes, he supports the Who? Wrong Who, idiot.
What?
Oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah.
My reply on it was unless
was it
they
the
try
who?
To grab you.
Was it the Who?
Or the.
What? Or I don't know.
Or was it the, I didn't
it
think of that.
It could have been the Guess Who.
I love the Who until they try to jab you, and then it's Wrong Who, boo.
That's pretty good.
Guess Who.
Didn't think of that.
All right. So anyway, this headline I'm looking at right now is a massive cyber attack shuts down hospital computer systems in several states. Emergency rooms forced to close and ambulances diverted. Now, this is a pretty big thing, and we've been hearing a lot of scuttlebutt lately from some pretty reliable sources about China and not only having a cyber attack on the United States, but also, putting another virus into play and lockdown stuff. So you've got to kind of take this with a grain of salt. But at the same time, you also need to be thinking about maybe being a lot more prepared than we would in a normal course of our country and time frames, because it's looking like, if you're not prepared, there's going to be something that's going to be an event sooner or later.
Right. And you got to stop. I don't know. For me, you got all these people that have, well, not all these people, but people that have medical devices like are run by their smartwatches and things like that. I'm sorry. Maybe you need to be looking into other ways to have medical devices. I'm just saying.
Well, so you look at these things, too. So, I've got right here the World Economic Forum's official YouTube. They have Averting a Cyber Pandemic, Part 1 and Part 2, Davos Agenda 2021. Now, the portions of what they talk, COVID-19 dramatically increased the dependency on economics and social activities on digital technology, increasing the vulnerability of individuals, businesses, and governments to cyber attacks. What policies, practices, and partnerships are needed to prevent a global cyber pandemic? Now, this is one of the things that they've been talking about is now imminent for whatever reason, but they're saying that this is going on. And then now we have this information that's come out over these last 2 months to where, apparently China is inside of all of our government buildings and municipalities and the rest of it.
Right.
We don't know how much of that reaches into the private sector, but it looks like a lot of it. And we also have that information that was, if only 9 of our big substations go down, there's a nationwide blackout lasting 18 months. And, the only places you can get the parts and materials
is China. Yeah.
There's some problems here. So this attack that we're talking about, targeted facilities operated by Prospect Medical Holdings, a Los Angeles-based health provider with hospitals, clinic, and outpatient facilities in Texas, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, and Southern California. Recovery may take weeks, according to John Rigge, the National Council for Cybersecurity, and risk at the American Hospital Association. In the meantime, hospitals must rely on paper systems and humans to do the tasks like monitoring equipment and transferring records across the departments. So
they make it sound so bad. Oh, we have to have paper records.
Well, it could be an issue because everybody's used to being...
It's all on the computer.
On the computer.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people don't know how to deal with... It's like in our business, hey, go do a tax return by hand. Yeah, whatever. You can't even hardly do it because the rules have gotten so complex and so onerous that you almost have to have a computer to even get close to being accurate. Otherwise, you just might as well start from the back end and say, I owe you $30,000 and
Right, but that's what's scary about the whole thing, too, to me, is everything is getting reliant on computers.
Oh, absolutely.
And the electricity piece of it. If anything goes down, you need to have other things in place.
That's
because,
the point.
Yeah, I mean.
That is the point.
Can you take a step back after just saying what you just said to appreciate in 1776, I think it was 1775 around there, he got a little bit pissed off about the tea tax.
Right.
And there was a tea tax that kind of started this whole thing. Now we got taxes on our tea, taxes on our gas, taxes on our home, taxes on our car, taxes on our food, taxes on everything.
Right.
Especially in California.
What do you think our founding fathers would have done?
Well, they would already throw the tea in the harbor. and it started out actually with a stamp tax is what really got the colonies pissed off because if you had to stamp, every time you put a stamp on it, they owed the king some money. See, what they knew immediately and what we've lost in the translation of modern society and comforts is that they knew immediately this was slavery. As soon as they revolted at 15% because they knew where it was going, and they knew that this would turn into a slave issue at some point where the government would control all their lives about everything, and they considered themselves free men from England. You know, and it kind of reminds me of how stupid we've gotten. There was a clip from, I don't know if I can get it up, I'll see if I can get it up, from Al Sharpton.
Oh, I saw that one.
Did you
see
that?
That was...
It's absolute stupidity because Al Sharpton is talking about... Let me see. I think I can probably pull it up here. But he's talking about the fact that Thomas Jefferson would have never revolted against their government and without even understanding the fact is that they did. Because England was our government,
right?
And so the it's so politically dumb that it just shows you he hasn't got a grasp on our history at all and what happened actually in those days. So let me
shocker, not that would be happening with anybody else, not knowing what happened in our past.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it here. There's a couple of things I wanted to play this. This protest song as well. Let me see if I can get this protest song up here. Here, hold on. It's coming up right here. Are we ready to go? Okay, here we go. This is a protest song. Students United. Here we go.
Students United, and nothing can tamp us. We're taking our message to all parts of campus. The administrations who we're trying to find. We want to know why our tuition's so high. So we check the yoga studio, they're not there. The coffee shop, ice cream machine everywhere. The sauna, the climbing wall, pool, the high dive. We want to know why our tuition's so high. We're the Students United, we won't be divided. We'll get what we want, oh, and don't try to fight it. Our SAT, ACT scores are sublime. But there still are some answers we struggle to find. We're protesting privilege, we're marching the streets. With the golf and the dance and equestrian teams, we need a safe space from the intolerant. Can't you see your words hurt me, you dumb piece of shit? Students United, we won't be divided. We'll get what we want, oh, and don't try to fight it. Our SAT, ACT scores are sublime. But there still are some answers we struggle to find. We're chanting with vigor, we're chanting with rage. We won't accept less than a good living wage. At a job interview, we told them how we felt. But the last thing we heard, they went with someone else. We're the Students United, we won't be divided. We'll get what we want, oh, and don't try to fight it. Our SAT, ACT scores are sublime. But there still are some answers we struggle to find. Yes, there still are some answers we struggle to find.
guy's holding up a sign that says, how do I do laundry? Okay, so here's Al Sharpton on Twitter. This was on MSNBC. It shows you how out of touch with understanding our history he is.
You know, I thought about this as I was looking through the indictment last night, and I grew up and started my activism in a section of Brooklyn called Brownsville. And walking to the subway many mornings, some of the guys in the neighborhood would say, Rev, I caught a case. I have never walked down that block and somebody said, I caught three cases. I mean, this is just as low as it gets. I've never heard of three cases on one individual in three jurisdictions. So this is serious. But on the other side of it, one day our children's children will read American history. And can you imagine our reading that James Madison or Thomas Jefferson tried to overthrow the government so they could stay in power? That's what we're looking at. We're looking at American history, and how it will play out is going to be very important.
Can you imagine Michael Jackson singing Thriller? Can you imagine Kobe being an amazing basketball player? Wow. Can you imagine the NFL having a game that they called football that wasn't the same as the rest of the world's football? Can you imagine that with me?
The fact that he doesn't know that our founding fathers founded this country on a revolt from their own government is all you need to know.
You just wonder how he got to be that old.
This is a classic example of smart stupid. This guy's really smart at shaking down people on the race baiting crap. He knows how to get the money from the government for grants or wherever he gets all his money from, the corporations where he shakes them down.
He was Obama's pastor, wasn't he?
No, that was Reverend Wright.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his was, damn America, you know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and so
but he may have the same thought.
I was just thinking of Reverend with bad takes. Like, I'll put him in a small, you know how you have math equations?
Probably we're looking at things the same way, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it says, and of course the founding fathers did try to overthrow their government. In fact, they were successful at it. And
I was gonna say,
that's what they put
yeah.
into our documents was the fact that if the government ever got so out of control that you had to form a new government, you know, read the frickin' documents,
that's
you
why
morons.
They did the Constitution.
That's why they signed the Declaration of Independence when they formally announced that they were breaking away from British rule and declaring themselves free and independent. It just gives you such a headache to know that this guy has such a misunderstanding
true,
of American history.
Then how come he believes in slaves?
Well, you know, I don't think he even believes in slaves. I think he believes in money from people that he wants to feel guilty about the fact that there were slaves. And the fact that the first slave owner in America was black.
I know.
And you just go on and on and on and on. And everybody in the world has been enslaved by one race or another at some point.
They've
enslaved their own people.
Right now.
I know.
In existence than there were any other point in history.
Candace Owens did a great thing on
Well, let's think about this for a minute. So in the terms of slavery, what have we heard this whole last 2 months? Anytime you hear about the sound of freedom, oh, it's not happening, oh, it's not a big deal, oh, it's not going on, oh.
I want money. I want money. That's what I hear.
That movie was great, by the way.
It's a very... Oh, you went and saw it?
I did.
Yeah,
went
it is
saw
a good
with
movie.
My wife.
Why are they trying to quell that down so much? Why are they trying to tamp that down? Why are they trying to not get that
but
relief?
I have a take from a doctor here that this was on the Post-Millennial News, and it was a journalism professor urges parents to expose their children to pictures of naked adults to prep them for seeing naked trans people in bathrooms and locker rooms. So the exact tweet said, hey, want to know one of my all-time excellent parenting ideas? Let little children see penises and vulvas of various ages and sizes in a casual, normalized, totally safe way. The world will thank you for it, and so will those children when they grow up. In the now-deleted tweet, that was a take.
But have you noticed there's a lot... Since that movie came out, you have more and more people, especially out of Hollywood, coming out and exposing more and more of the crap
And
that's going on down there.
August 3rd, 3 days ago, CBC Vancouver staffer faces child sexual assault charges after removal from newsroom by police. A now former CBC Vancouver staffer is facing charges after allegedly sexually assaulting a minor, Vincent Posh, 30, who was hauled out of the downtown newsroom on police on Saturday. Okay. You start seeing, all right, ABC had these problems. ABC protected Epstein. You got all kinds of folks in Disney, who is the parent company of ABC, that really ended up going around and frolicking with Epstein. I even heard that Disney had a cruise that stopped over by the island? Weird!
Yeah. Well, this headline kind of goes with that. July 2023 marked 48 straight months of record gun sales in the U.S.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm just saying.
Gee, nobody's concerned.
Yeah, there's nothing going on, right?
Yeah, I saw a graph I posted on Facebook where it was like, yeah, concerned about climate change, concerned about government takeover. There was like, you couldn't even see the climate change pie sliver, you know. Yeah, so it's crazy. Well, we're getting close to the end here. I'd like to maybe I'll think about it if I can. I'll play that Candace Owen clip about the slavery deal. And of course, what's funny is that they channel you on all your Google searches. They channel you on every search that you do. They discredit anything that comes out of anybody's mouths in the first 15 articles or something. You got to really search or go to platforms or find places that actually give you what they said, because
Even DuckDuckGo censors it now. I mean, it really does.
Oh, yeah.
All of it does. Yeah. All of it does that I can find.
And this AI technocracy crap that's going to be going on, all of these platforms that are these mainstream platforms, they're all so heavily censored. You can't even run it through and say, give me a synopsis of this article without them adding in all of their garbage political ideas. And you can't say, hey, give me a non-biased form of this, because their non-biased form still is all the WEF crap.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a couple new ones coming out. I don't know a whole lot about them.
There's a few that are good, a few that you can train yourself. There's the Wizard LM, LLM 13B. That's uncensored, but you got to have a computer with a GPU to run it. You can't run it online.
Right.
So it's cost prohibitive for most people. Those are the ones that I mess with. Okay, because
so we're going to end the show with Kamala Harris, and this is she went to a cheese vendor, and we need to hear this.
Oh, jeez, do we really?
From Ajwan, but comes from
He loves that. He loves the texture.
Yeah, we could have with some fresh strawberries on it, some fresh fruit, if you like, whatever.
What
you like.
If it was savory? What would put?
Something savory.
Not lox, right?
Well, I mean, I
not like lox, the smoked, but, yeah, but like some kind of smoked meat.
Maybe some caramelized onions.
Oh, that would be nice. Oh, I like that. That would be very nice. Quite decadent and very nice.
So she's never heard of caramelized onions.
Okay.
So stupid. I just can't even help myself sometimes.
I saw that. It's like,
who cares?
So Canada is becoming more like China every day. I've got this one from August 4th from the Post Millennial. The Post Millennial has been blocked in Canada as Trudeau's censorship bill, Meta Ban, goes into effect. Now, it's interesting that Meta means death, and we keep seeing it all around us. But as Meta begins permanently in the Canadian...
I didn't know Meta meant death. What's
that? Yeah.
Welcome to the club. Hi. It's nice to meet you.
Where you been? That's why.
Meta means death?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Who said that? Was that a
It's death in Hebrew.
Yeah.
It's death in Hebrew.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, anyway.
Well, I guess Zuckerberg, you know.
Exactly.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. As the ability to view news on platforms in response to Trudeau's Liberals online news account, readers of the Post-Millennial have shared their frustration. Under the new regulations, not only are many Instagram and Facebook users unable to view posts, they can't even share them. The Post-Millennial's social media team has been unable to view its own content. However, they have been able to circumvent the ban via Hootsuite. So, apparently the only way to get information from Post-Millennial in Canada is now through Hootsuite or VPN.
I just want to see Elon Musk and Zuckerberg in a cage match, and whoever wins gets to fight Canelo Alvarez.
I like this idea.
Government, government is not reason. It is not eloquence and force. It's force and force like fires, danger, servant, and fearful master. We'll see you guys next week.
Yep. Have a good week, everybody.
Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me.
Casey Nash, Rasta Redding.